from KQED.
Lindsay, today we're going to talk about trash past, present, and future. What you got for us?
Well, this week, like you said, we're talking about the history of trash. And before the 20th century, before the Industrial Revolution, people just threw their trash wherever they wanted. They threw them in rivers and alleyways and streets, and it created filthy conditions, and spreading disease was one of the big problems. So landfills were actually created a lot later to stop the spread of disease, not just try to contain all this muck.
So the idea was, in essence, to quarantine the trash and all the disease that goes with it.
Yeah, and try to organize it, because initially there were no garbage men or garbage collectors. It was just every person for themselves throwing it wherever they could. The first landfill was created in Fresno, California in 1937. It was the first sanitary landfill, so the first modern-day landfill that had liners on the bottom to prevent the spread and
leak. Oh, the seepage of...
toxic material into the groundwater.
Huh. Well, what we're filling in those landfills, whether they're in Fresno or other places, is also changing. And you gave me the example before we came in of milk bottles. Tell everyone what you meant by that.
So milk bottles were actually first introduced in the U.S. in 1879. And for a long time, you had milkmen that would come by and deliver milk to your doorsteps. And the good thing about these is that they came in glass bottles and they could be recycled. So they went to recycling centers or they were taken back to the manufacturer and they were reused over and over again. Not like today, where the milk jugs you get in the grocery store, for the most part, are in plastic containers.
Speaking of single use, before we go, you were telling me about somebody who has refuse remorse. Tell us a little bit about this guy who, what did he invent again?
The Keurig coffee pod.
Yes.
Also known as the K-cup.
Yes.
So you may know of these. They were first invented for offices. A lot of people have them at home now. But the inventor of Keurig coffee pod has said he kind of regrets making them. There have been over 8 billion of these little coffee pods produced.
Holy moly.
And in 2014, at least, when they looked at how many had been produced, if they lined them up around the world, they would wrap around the earth 10 times. And so he's even said he doesn't use Keurig coffee pod. He thinks drip coffee is fine. And it's this unintended consequence that he had just never envisioned before.
Mm. Lindsay Hoja joins us each week to talk trash. Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thanks, John.